You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Tech That podcast with myself, Joe Kenny, and Jackie Brown, who's across the desk from me. How are you doing, Jackie?
Oh, fine. Hi there.
Jackie comes to us, of course, laden down with gadgets and equipment, as always.
Indeed.
But today we're going to talk about Apple's new news app. Isn't that right, Jackie?
Yeah, it's available on iOS 9.1. When iOS 9 was released at the end of September, there was no news app in the UK. But now 9.1 has been released as of last week. There is a news app, and it's really quite good if you like to know what's happening around the world.
Mm-hmm. It was just for listeners' information. It's just towards the end of October here, so in case you're listening to this in the future, etc.
Yeah.
So okay. So it's basically it's an app on your phone or your iPad or your Apple device, if you like, and you can choose what sort of news you wish to view in it.
Yeah, you can. That's the good thing about it. When you open the news app first time, which is on your home screen, you go in and it gives you lots of categories to choose from. So if you're interested in sport, you can tick that. You just double tap on each category that you want, and there's over 200 of them. You can have newspapers like The Guardian, The Telegraph, The Mirror, The Sun, The London Evening Standard, whatever you're interested in, really. You can choose all the newspapers. You can choose, as I say, sport with different categories like Formula One or golf or football, whatever. And there's also lots of tech stuff. So you can use The Verge or Forbes or Mashable, loads of different techie sort of newspapers, magazines. There's lots of women's stuff. There's gardening,
travel DIY,
yeah. Entertainment, Radio Times, you name it, really, it's in there. And once you choose all the categories, you just accept, and it sort of forms what it calls an inbox. So the next time you go into the news app, it tells you that it's collating all the stories. It's looking for new stories for you. And then you just swipe through them and double tap on any one you want to listen to.
Okay, so in this isn't an app that you download from the App Store.
No.
This is on your device.
Yeah, it's on the device. Once you upgrade to iOS 9.1, it's already there.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't cost anything. There's no subscription. So when you go into it and you choose all the categories you want to start with, there's a sign up button. But when it says sign up, it doesn't mean pay, because I just about gave Joe a heart attack when I showed him what to do and he went, sign up? What for?
Yeah. How much?
But it's actually just a free subscription, and you just use it as you would any other app on your phone.
So free news.
Yeah.
Okay, that's brilliant. So I mean, so I suppose the best thing, Jackie, maybe if you just show us, if you could take us through.
Okay, well, I've got
if you're
a new. Yep. Okay.
A new subscriber, what does it look like and how do you do it?
Right, well, I have an iPhone 6 using VoiceOver and the Alex voice. So I'll double tap because I'm actually on the news now.
News, checking for new stories, ellipsis, heading, checking for new stories, ellipse, 26 new stories.
Oh, here you are.
Okay, so it's told me it has a run through all the categories, and make no mistake, I've ticked quite a lot of the boxes. So I love sort of science and technology and sport and just sort of UK news, Northern Ireland news. I like to know what's going on around me. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is just, you know, I just think this is great, this app.
Unread. Sir John Chilcot has finally revealed the timetable for his Iraq inquiry report. The £798 civil servant will produce his findings after more than 7 years of work and £10 million of taxpayers' cash. Mirror Online, 45 minutes ago.
Ah, okay, so that's the Mirror Online.
Yeah, so if you wanted to go into that story about the Iraq inquiry report from John Chilcot, whatever his name is, you would just double tap on that story and you could go in and read the whole thing. If you don't want to and you just want to look at, like, as it were, the headlines, you just swipe left and right or however you navigate your screen.
Unread. Plans for 9,000 capacity mosque in East London rejected. Planning minister dismisses appeals against refusal of planning permission for mosque in Newham. The Guardian, 58 minutes ago.
That's from The Guardian. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Unread. June Sarpong's model brother jumps to his death off LA Bridge. Sam Sarpong, who was born in London, had modeled for Tommy Hilfiger and acted in television series Bones. The Telegraph, 59 minutes ago.
So you get the gist of it, really. If you want to read these stories, you just double tap. If you want to
share the story,
then you can just swipe down with your finger, because it says actions available after each headline. So then you could share the story, and if you double tap on that, you could send that to yourself as an email or to somebody else. You could send it to Twitter or to Facebook, whatever you're into for social networking. You can actually share that story. So if there's something that you think maybe your followers out there would be interested in reading, or if it's something that's applicable to, you know, local information, you could then share that story with other people. So that's another nice touch.
I must say that.
Unread. Boardrooms should be a third women. Report. Britain's big firms need to hire more women executives and do it quickly. The author of a landmark report into inequality in boardrooms has warned. Sky News, 1 hour ago.
Ooh,
swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to
Sky
activate.
News.
Yeah.
I mean, I must admit, I would be one for, I would love Twitter, and I do read Twitter primarily for news.
Yeah,
but this is kind of cutting out the middleman, because this is giving you your news.
Yeah,
without going on Twitter, because I know obviously some people don't like, get on social media all the time.
Yeah,
but that's brilliant, because I would actually quite enjoy if I read something I find interesting, I would share it on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah, I do that. I use Twitter. I'm not a Facebook fan, but I am on Facebook, but I wouldn't be a big fan of it. But I do like Twitter, because I like to retweet information to people if I think it's of interest, and I like to sort of know what's going on around. And I think that's one of the really good things about having all this stuff, is that, you know, I don't think that you feel quite so isolated because you've got so much at your disposal to listen to read. I mean, I could quite easily sit here for hours and read this. To me, it's like a newspaper in my hand, and I just think it's fab. You know, it's a really good app, and considering it's available for nothing, and all you have to do is go in and choose the categories you want. As you've seen there, I've got lots of the newspapers, but if I go through this, I've got lots of, you know, scientific stuff as well, like NASA and space.com and stuff like that.
Unread. Parents ask little boy what he wants for 6th birthday. His response is amazing. RJ Rankin could rightly be crowned Britain's kindest child after asking for charity donation instead of presents for his 6th birthday. Mirror Online, 53 minutes ago.
I mean,
down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
That kind of puts everything into perspective. So, you know, that's a good little tool if anybody is an Apple user and you want to, you know, delve into the news and other stuff. I would point out, though, that there are apps like the BBC News out there and Sky News, ITV News, and they will always give you notifications if a news story crops up. I use those apps as well, but the Apple News app doesn't actually give you notifications.
It's more generic, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't actually sort of give you notifications on your screen yet, but I suspect that will come. You can also search for things as well. I mean, you've got tabs at the bottom of the screen.
Selected For You tab, 1 of 5.
Okay.
So the For You tab is obviously where all this stuff is coming from. That's kind of my inbox, if you like.
That's your customized list that you've created.
Then you've got
Favorites tab, 2 of 5.
So if you go into favorites, you can see all the categories that you've ticked.
Okay, yep.
Explore tab, 3 of 5.
And that's a bit like, you know, seeing what's in the app, really, what's out there. You know, you can check out further stuff if you really want to.
Yeah.
Search tab, 4 of 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can put in a
tab, 5 of 5.
And you've got saved, you've got the save tab there, which means that if there is anything that you want to keep, you can, you know, save it and then go into that tab and read it later on. So that's quite useful. If you know you're going out somewhere and you want to accumulate stuff offline, you can save it and read it later.
I mean, I must admit, you touched on it there a while ago about if you're blind or partially sighted. I mean, one big thing that you might miss is access to newspapers and news, current news.
Yeah.
And
you can become quite isolated if you, you know, if you don't find out what's going on around you locally or whatever. If you're not into social media, or you know, you can't access the talking newspaper services from RNIB and that. If you're not into those, this is a really good way. If you have an Apple device, that you can actually get something for nothing and actually choose what you want to read, and it really does sort of open a different world, really, that you might not have thought was there.
Well, I mean, for one thing, this is excellent, because I just love news.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm a news junkie.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Well, Jackie, thank you very much indeed. That is fascinating.
Thank you.
RNIB Northern Ireland. Supporting people with sight loss.